completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lank, do you have anything else for the good of the order?
For the benefit of the commission, I passed down copies of the next year's 2014 schedule for public hearings.
Okay.
Secondly, I can only wish you all a happy holiday.
We have to vote on this or this?
No, we've already implemented part of it. If you see you want to change something, we can vote on change. We've already started it.
Okay.
All right, then.
I have a question. I have subdivision, I think it was called the Gulf Stream Cove or Gulf Stream, and it was deferred for comments from about the tax, from the tax ditch people. Have we heard anything? That's been at least 2 months ago.
Still waiting for it.
And because we were going to leave the record open until that we got those, and then that would be advertised that we got them, and then 14 days, and so this would probably be like February or March.
Could be.
Okay, that's all.
Okay, yes, sir.
I have something that might help you. In the 54 or 55 minutes we just beat that horse, I came up with a good, nothing against Mr. Davidson or anything, but for all these amended conditions, when they come in and request it, revise them, change them, delete them, that NIMS submitted required to go back to public hearing. That might be the answer.
That what?
Deny the request as submitted, make them go back to a public hearing.
Start that policy in 2014.
We'll take that under advisement for 2014.
People will stop.
That may be the answer.
Yeah.
And it's not Mark's fault by any means.
No, it's no, and I think and it isn't. Mr. Davidson is providing professional service to an applicant. It isn't Mr. Davidson or any other engineer. He's working for the applicant. It's the applicants that are requiring this of him and asking it of us. Currently, the ordinance allows them to ask, and that's what they're doing. May very well have the authority, though, to do that, to say no. If you want to do, to require to bring it, require it to come back, I guess we could.
Interesting.
That makes it come into compliance with current ordinances.
That's true. If it's a new application, it's a new day.
They know how many trees have to be planted.
Well, I think part of that exercise that's maybe legitimate, though, is to go back and look to see how significant whatever they're looking to change was during the public hearing.
I think maybe we need a workshop.
And that's what we try to do as good a job as possible at the time of the public hearing and then throughout. And then 6-7 years later, we try to remember something we're handcuffed.
Not only that.
We don't have the ability to remember.
Being the old man on the commission, a lot of times I'm the only one that was here when something like that happened. It's hard for me sometimes to remember what happened last week, let alone 6 years ago.
But all
kidding aside, this could very well be something that does need to be a subject of a larger discussion, though, because this the parade of amended conditions is a problem. You know,
seems like it's either every agenda or at least every other one that we have them.
So typically, might be something everyone.
We'd have to consider, have to try to find a different way to deal with it.
I go back to what we're hearing from county engineering is that they want on their street designs uniformity, And maybe the deal is just say, all right, engineering, you decide.
That could be it.
But,
well, I think maybe we could take it up for further discussion in 2014.
Well, one thing you could consider when you're talking sidewalks is that all projects have curb and gutter with sidewalks, and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's true. Another way to do
it. Man, just make it. That's what it is.
Some places.
Yeah.
Anyway, we talked about sidewalks many times, and we've talked even workshopped on sidewalks.
Yes.
Still, it's got to be a magic number where you should be requiring sidewalks. Yeah. It might be based on lot size. It might be based on numbers, any number of scenarios. But it needs to be in the ordinance.
It does need to be in the ordinance.
Then you make it a public hearing requirement. Take it out.
Then it is what it is. Yeah.
If it's an ordinance, then it's not subject to debate.
Well, they could ask in public hearing session to amend the condition. You know, one of those conditions, like we do, a waiver of the street requirement or a waiver of the buffer requirement.
Mm-hmm.
It's done up front.
Yeah.
But it's done up front. And you don't come back and change it.
Okay.
Is just come up with the criteria, we'll put it in an ordinance.
There
we tried
go.
That once before, and there was, I think, four different opinions or five.
You got that right.
I don't know what we should do.
Anything else for the good of the order? If not, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.